USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The last Confederate symbol on a U.S. state flag is likely coming off soon as the Mississippi State Senate joined the state's House in voting to suspend rules preventing lawmakers from changing the flag.
A vote of 85 yeas and 34 nays, resolution passes.
At the reading of the House vote results, the Senate then voted 36 to 14 to allow the change, and Governor Tate Reeves says if he has sent the bill to change it, he will sign it. The two chambers will likely consider the final bill to change the flag today. Princeton University is removing the name of President Woodrow Wilson from its public policy school in one of its residential colleges. Trustees say that Wilson's racist thinking and policies made him an inappropriate namesake. He was Princeton's president from 1902 through 1910. And this is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.